This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we've been studying with you a lesson entitled, Every Seed Brings Forth After Its Kind. We have pointed out that the Bible teaches, in Genesis chapter 1, the opening chapter of the Bible, a very important lesson, that every seed brings forth after its kind. Now, we all know, I've never seen a person in my life who thought that you could plant a watermelon seed and get an orange tree from it. Everybody understands that. Everybody understands that if you plant tomato seed and you get any crop at all, it's going to be tomatoes. It isn't going to be okra. It isn't going to be onions. And everybody knows that in the union of two pigs, you're not going to have, as a result, a horse. Pigs do not bring forth horses. Horses do not bring forth pigs. There is only the faith, the seed, which is the Word of God, Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. There is no way of having a son of Smith except by the seed of Smith. There is no way of having the seed of Jones except by the son of Jones except by the seed of Jones. And there is no way of having a child of God except by the seed of God, which the Bible says is the Word of God, Luke chapter 8 verse 11. In other words, that brings us right down to the Bible truth taught in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5, that the only way one can be saved is in obedience to the Word of God. Jesus himself made this clear in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, when he said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. And he went on to explain that in the judgment day there will be those who will cry out, But Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name, and thy name do many mighty works, and so on? But the Lord's answer, he says, will be, Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. Now here our loving Savior makes clear that we must bring into our hearts and our lives the seed, the one and only seed which will save us, which is the Word of God. The Word of God, which is the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, I marvel that you're so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Jesus Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel. Only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. Now, friends, when the faith, the Word of God, is preached, and that Word is received into an honest human heart, it is believed and obeyed, and that obedience culminating in the act of baptism, which brings one into Christ, the result is always, without exception, a child of God, a son of God, and that means that that person has been added to the church for which Jesus died, as we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 47. The Bible tells us in Acts 2:47, And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, or as the English Revised, recognizing the present participle says, those that were being saved. It is simply not Bible truth to say that one is saved and then later on joins the church of his choice. The very acts of obedience which bring one into Christ and therefore into salvation brings one into the body of Christ, which is the church. It is therefore clear that we cannot trifle with the seed which is the Word of God. This is what Jesus was telling us in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, when he said, The seed is the Word of God. Now if I teach doctrine X, it will bring me into, that is, it will bring all who believe and obey it, into religious institution X. It will not bring one into the body of Christ. Human doctrine, one that I might invent, will not bring you into Christ. If what I am preaching is not the doctrine of Christ, it will not save your soul. It will not bring you into the church for which Jesus died. But the gospel of Jesus Christ will do it in every case without exception. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of the fact that every seed brings forth after its kind.